blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I am for Jesus, in Him lies my hope. Have you been cleansed and whole? Are you washed in His blood? Are your garments spotless? Are you free indeed? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you.
I can give you peace. Quote, and when he drew near and saw the city, he wept over it, saying, would that you, even you, had known on this day the things that make for peace. But now they are hidden from your eyes. Luke chapter 19, verse 41 to 42. This was a sad event in the history of Jerusalem. The King of Glory, our Lord Jesus Christ, who came to this world to save sinners, cried over Jerusalem. He cried because the city lost opportunity. He cried because of Jerusalem refused to believe, accept, and embrace the offer of salvation. He cried because Jerusalem did not see the damnation coming. He cried because of the ignorance of Jerusalem. He cried because he did not want anyone to perish, but comes to repentance. Don't forget this. According to the historians and some Bible passages, Jerusalem at that time was the capital and was a big city full of visual splendor. They were very rich then. The town was full of palaces, citadels, theaters, amphitheaters, viaducts, and public monuments. With all this splendor and riches, Jerusalem has no knowledge of what is good for its peace. So we are talking about Jerusalem today because it refused to accept Jesus Christ. We are talking about Jerusalem today because of its subsequent destruction 40 years after that. Jerusalem was an architectural wonder of the world, the trade center and the seat of many governmental administration. Why did people gather in Jerusalem, all over the world? They gather in Jerusalem, celebrating, joyful, and unconcerned about the future. Jesus Christ did not see peace in the city. But our Lord saw destruction and desolation. That was Jerusalem. How about the world today? If Jesus were to enter our world today, if Jesus were to enter our nation today, our state, our community, if Jesus were to enter our churches and our household today, he would have cried louder. He would have wept deeper than he did in Jerusalem. Our willful negligence of Christian nature, the negligence of Christian characteristics, will have greatly grieved him. If Jesus were to walk in our midst today, he will see the world full of self-righteous people, placing themselves, their belief, their value, their culture, their race and gender on pedestals of superiority. He will have seen people that value material things more than human life. He will see the people full of lust as addiction and intoxicating greed as the order of the day. He will have seen Christian ignoring many parts of Ten Commandments by picking and choose what suits them. He will have seen the church leaders colossal failure. Oh yes, the church leaders have failed colossally to preach against sins and Satan. If Jesus were to enter our churches today, he would be sad. He would not have even heard the word repentance in many churches. I have no doubt Jesus would cry deeper and bitterly to them if he has to enter many churches. If Jesus were to enter our household, our family, even our life today, he will have cried. If Jesus were to make an entrance to your life today, what will he see? So let us forget about Jerusalem. How about your life? What will Jesus see? It is time for us to turn to God. It is time for us to repent from our sins. It is time for us to embrace the commandment of our Lord, our Creator. Quote, "The Lord does not delay and is not tardy or slow about what he promises." According to some people's conception of slowness. "But he is long suffering towards you, not desiring that any should perish, but that all should turn to repentance." 2 Peter chapter 3. Verse 9. Jerusalem, at the time of our Lord, did not know what is good for its peace. Despite its famous name, do you know what Jerusalem means? It means the city of peace. But the city of peace does not have peace because you can't have peace without the Prince of Peace. So what about you? Do you know what is good for your peace? Anybody without Christ will not have eternal peace. Anybody. The further away our mind is further from the Prince of Peace, the further we are away from the eternal peace. Because the peace of God is eternal and does not base on any human or earthly circumstances. Jesus said in 1 John chapter 14, verse 27, he said, quote, "Peace I leave with you. The peace I give to you, not as the world give, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let them be afraid," unquote. What are you doing? Like Jerusalem, do not refuse to believe, accept, and embrace the offer of salvation. You must come to Jesus Christ today. Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. You must believe, accept, follow, and worship him to have eternal peace. All our safety, all our wisdom, all our peace and comfort rest in Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ is the perfect peace for anxious soul. The peace that Jesus Christ gives is not based on any circumstances. It is based on faith and obeying his word. The peace of our Lord is different and superior from the peace the world gives. Remember, when the time comes for us to leave this world, when the time comes for us to check out, only those who are with the Lord, worship and obey Him, will rest in eternal peace. I thank you for listening to this message. Please share this message to everyone you know. By doing so, you are proclaiming the redemptive gospel of Christ. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. You will see so many messages there. Like us on our Facebook, Faith Wallet Ministry, for daily inspiration, Word of God. I am Dr. Gabriel Oluwakotame of Faith Wallet Ministry. Till next week, stay blessed.
Are your garments spotless? Are you free indeed? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you.
You have been listening to Faith Hour, brought to you by Faith Wallet Ministries, headquartered in San Antonio, Texas, USA. Our messages are designed for you to come closer to God. Let repentance be your daily song. You can listen to all our messages on our website, faithwallet.org, YouTube, Facebook, and many audio streaming apps like Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many more. You can send your email to faithwallet55@gmail.com. If you want to receive daily words of encouragement in your personal mailbox, send your WhatsApp number to 210-868-9701. Again, the number is 210-868-9071. May the Lord bless you and give you the grace to abide by His will. Amen. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you.